I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Child development experts from Connecticut have created a system to help kids who have behavior problems get the help they need. The program is now being rolled out in several states across the country. The big problem is this. There is a small number of doctors who evaluate young children to see if they need any help with behavior issues or other problems. This means sometimes children have to wait months to be checked out.
Our greatest opportunity from a societal standpoint come from intervening when children are beginning to manifest vulnerability at young ages.
That's Dr. Paul Dworkin, a child health expert at Connecticut Children's Medical Center. He says some kids often go years with no support, making them much more vulnerable to developing more severe problems later on, like mental illness or a behavior disorder.
Very few states, I think the number is 5 nationally, are willing to serve children who are vulnerable and at risk as opposed to delayed and disordered.
For kids with significant disabilities, waiting for an evaluation can be pretty harmful. And kids with mild problems often don't get anything unless their problems get worse. This has led to a pretty strange trend that the new approach is trying to change. In the past, pediatricians have told parents to wait until a child gets worse before having the child evaluated, says Lisa Honigfeld from the Child Health and Development Institute.
We really need to stop doing that. That's not helpful to children. It's not helpful to families.
So several nonprofit and state agencies have teamed up to create what's called a mid-level assessment. It identifies kids with mild problems and connects them to community-based services, which are usually free. Studies have suggested that early intervention can prevent the need for costly special education services down the road. Dworkin estimates that anywhere between 20 and 30% of kids under 3 would benefit from this new approach. The concept has been so successful in Connecticut, 25 states have begun to do the same thing. David DeRoche, WNPR News.